Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. Six questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Let's get to it. Question number one, in a couple sentences, tell me who you are and what do you do?
I am Mike Claudio, owner of Winrate Consulting, and I'm a business, sales, and leadership coach for the home service and construction industry.
Love it, Mike. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
The desire to improve, not just for the individual owner, but the kind of congruency of helping everybody within that business get better.
Love it. Love it. Question number three. I'm hearing from other top executives and owners that using quotes and testimonials from clients really increase conversions in sales. What are your thoughts?
I think it creates conversions on the prospect side, but I think there needs to be a larger emphasis on creating a trust factor and creating commonality with your client in the actual sales process. So I think it helps convert a non-believer to a believer, but then actually to get them that believer into a client, I think takes a little bit more than that.
That is fair there. Let's get to question number four. What advice you share of other companies working in the B2B industry?
So without a problem, there isn't a sale is the high level kind of tagline for it. But really what it comes down to is I see so many B2B sales reps sitting in conference rooms, sitting across from clients and trying to pitch something to deaf ears because that person is not having an emotional problem related to the solution they're bringing. A lot of salespeople and businesses create solutions and then hope to find a problem that'll solve it, as opposed to finding a problem in their target market, target audience, and tailoring their solution to fit that. And one of the best ways I have found to find those people is to use a problem cause solution benefit prospecting structure. And that looks like this. Hey, if you're having this problem, here's why I believe you're having it. Here's what I suggest you do about it. And here's the benefit you'll get by implementing that suggestion. It could be a service, a product, a suggestion, a training, whatever that might be. But in general, if someone says and raises their hand, says, yes, I have that problem, that is a much more fruitful effort for you to spend your time going after, as opposed to going after somebody who doesn't have a problem or is happy with their current provider. Because here's what happens when you do that. If there is not a specific problem that you can solve or make better for them, the only problem you can solve is a price problem. You can become less expensive. That's the only thing you can do for them. So in that sense, you're doing a race to the bottom. In the race to the bottom of the pricing structure, nobody wins, including the client. Because when you give a client a discount, you have to nickel and dime them. You have to nickel and dime yourself. There's a lot of stress because the profit margins aren't there that would normally be there. As opposed to finding somebody with a massive problem, by leading with the problems that you believe your target audience is having, ideally you get that verbiage, you get that information from your client base. But if you can talk in the language of your clients about the problems they're having and why they're having them specific to their industry, they are more likely to listen and they are less likely to be price conscious because most problems are incredibly more costly than the value of whatever it is, the solution that you're bringing. So when you can sell value to problem, that's a lot better than saying, hey, but we can do it for a little bit less expensive. So I suggest when prospecting using the, what is the problem? Why are they having it? What do you like? What's the solution? What are you suggesting that they do? And what will they get by implementing that solution directly related to the problem? You'll have a much larger success at getting meaningful meetings. I'm not about quantity when it comes to prospecting and sitting down with prospects. I'm about quality. I'd rather close 8 of 10 than 5 of 50. And a lot of sales leaders push for quantity. I'm more about the quality, specifically because I'm targeting people who have a very specific problem that I can solve very obviously.
Love it. I love it there. I love how you're talking about 8 to 10 instead of 3, you know, even 8 to 50. So that part,
giant waste of time, you know, in my opinion. Like I'd rather spend that time not running useless meetings and spending more time trying to find the people who have the problems that I can solve.
100% agree. Let's get to question number five. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
I would say Ryan Stuman and Trevor Cowley. Both have podcasts. Both are very well knowledgeable in this space. Both have their own little unique spin, but both really cool guys.
Perfect. I'll look up to him. I've heard of Ryan's name a couple of times here. But number six, Mike, most important question of the podcast. You got to focus on this one.
Got it.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Tell me about your first time, your first sale.
I got it, man. So College didn't work out for me. I ended up getting a job in corporate America. I worked for Verizon Wireless for almost 10 years before getting into coaching in the construction industry. So long story, don't have time for that in 9 minutes, but I ended up getting a job at a Verizon Wireless retail store. And I was a talker, as I am now, right? And one of my first clients, and maybe the first meaningful sale, and I'm not proud of this, but I would sell a lot of Bluetooth headsets to people with hearing aids as a gift for other people so that everybody could hear each other better. And it wasn't like an ethical thing. I had to sell accessories as part of phone package. This was like literally 15 or 16 years ago. But I actually was able to sell more accessories in my first 6 months than most people did all year. And so maybe it wasn't a specific sale, but I just loved, for whatever reason, selling the add-ons, adding to the value stack, creating a better use, creating a better need. And that was just a really cool run for me in about 4 to 5 years in the retail space, just killing it in that deal with the direct-to-consumer stuff.
Love it there. So, Mike, you now have 3 minutes and 14 seconds left. We can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, or since the best know when to be concise and when to end, we can end early. Go.
So look, business coaches are super important, right? I'm in the industry. I do this for a living, right? But I actually have a coach as well. And I think so many business leaders and business owners get stuck in the hamster wheel of what they think works and don't understand that the market changes, and getting outside perspective on little things like how you're communicating with your clients, how you're following up appropriately, how you're utilizing your CRM, how you're managing your one-to-one sales conversations within your organization, how you're marketing, how you're using social media. If you've been in business for more than 5 years, it's likely you are not as up to date with how the current market is engaging with businesses as you need to be in order to sustain. So one of the benefits of bringing in a coach is the fact that you get an outside perspective of somebody that gets to ask relative questions to relate current, relative, modern approaches to your ecosystem, right? There's a lot of information out there. There's very few coaches out there that do not teach you something you could not find on a podcast or on a YouTube channel or anything like that, but it's relating it to your business, holding you accountable as the business owner or sales rep, and then being around to help guide you through the growth pains of whatever that new system, process, talk track is. Because change is scary. But ideally, hiring somebody who's been through what you're about to go through not only will help you be better, but will help you avoid very costly mistakes, to the point where I've seen businesses go bankrupt when if they would have just asked somebody who knew what they were doing 3 to 5 questions, they would still be in business. So don't let your ego get in the way of asking for help. And the unfortunate reality is the best coaches know they are the best coaches. They know what they're doing. They know the value that they bring, and they cost money. But that short-term investment, I would say I've had coaches, I am a coach, and my clients would agree that has brings a lot of value in the long-term approach of you growing, sustaining, and maintaining a successful and profitable business.
Love it. Love the promo there. You got 59 seconds left. Anything else you want to add, or we can end early?
So I host the Big Stud Sales podcast. So it's not just B2B, it's kind of sales in general and approaches. And you know, some of the advice I gave today about the problem, cause, solution, benefit is in there, but there's all kinds of advice on the Big Stud Sales podcast. So if you're into podcasts, you're listening to podcasts, I'd love for you to jump over, check out some of our episodes. If nothing else, if you want to talk to me about some of the problems you're having as a business, winrateconsulting.com is the best place to reach me. I imagine check the show notes for that. And I'd love an opportunity to help you and guide you and help your business be and meet its biggest potential.
Love it. You pulled it off. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it real quick.
Winrate Consulting, WINRATE.
You told me. In the description, it's magic. Mike, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. For everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. I am Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day now. Talk to you later. Bye.